Friday Review
with Jacinta Parsons and Brian Nankervis
on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Word got out a few days ago that there was a new Paul Kelly song about to be released, Every Step of the Way, a song saluting the great AFL champion Eddie Betts, but specifically a song inspired by Eddie's honesty about the deep pain of everyday racism that he was constantly battling. Turns out we had a vacancy at the Friday Review lunch table, and Paul was happy to unfold the starched linen napkins and tuck in. Welcome to lunch, Paul.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Jacinta.
How are you?
We're very well. We're very excited to have you join us for lunch, Paul Kelly.
Me too. I love lunch.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to say. I was going to ask you. We've organised something special. Jacinta will outline it in a moment. But I wonder, are you a light lunch guy, or do you get a little creative with maybe something that was left over?
Oh, I love leftovers, but I am a basic lunch person. I'm a sandwich guy, so I like a cheese sandwich, cheese and tomato sandwich.
Or... Do you toast it though, Paul?
No, not generally. If I like to eat fresh bread and have a fresh bread sandwich, but often sometimes leftovers go into the sandwich. Like if you've got some roast pumpkin or roast potatoes from the night before, you sort of spread them on the bread as well with the maybe with the cheese and the tomato and a bit of crunchy iceberg lettuce.
Oh, you're an iceberg man. Have you ever turned your back on the iceberg and gone for the butter, or have you stayed strong? Because there was a real lash, push back against iceberg there for a while.
Yeah. Iceberg is it's the best. I mean, I like Coles, but I go to Coles every now and then, but I always come back to iceberg.
Coles, nice island in Greece. Look, I agree. I mean, I think iceberg, it's dependable and it's basic. It did really cop some flak, didn't it?
In my house too.
Well, as long as it's just like any food, it has to be fresh, and if it's really crisp and fresh, it's great. But, I guess limp lettuce has put a lot of people off iceberg.
It seems like we're going a little far with this, but I am really intrigued about the cheese business because I always have to melt my cheese. What are you putting on? What sort of cheese is it? Colby?
Yeah, any kind of cheddar. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cheddar.
I get that.
A goat's, perhaps a goat's cheese is with a good roast beetroot.
Oh, that would be you and your bloody roast beetroot.
Well, roast beetroot that you've done yourself is really good.
Well, maybe
some olives.
Yes, I don't want to talk out of school, but it was you, Paul, that introduced me to the concept of the roast beetroot. I was nervous. I was awkward from North Borwen, but you turned me on. I said no to your Brussels sprout. And I know that's been a point of difference between us, but your roast beetroot was spectacular. How do you go with the peeling once it's come out of the oven? Yeah, it's tricky, isn't it?
If you cook them long enough and high enough, and you have like sort of small, not too big, so that if you done it the right amount of time, you just wrap them in alfoil, take it off, run it under the tap, and then just rub your fingers and it'll peel off really easily.
I see. So, the alfoil comes on after it's come out of the oven, or that's how it goes in?
In the oven, in alfoil.
Oh, that's my mistake.
Thanks for your time, Paul Kelly. It's been great.
No, look, we have prepared something for you, and I'll ask Jacinta just to run it by you.
All right. So, Brian, you made this dish. We've got a double pasta lunch spread. We're starting with an entree-sized spaghetti vongole with fresh clams hacked off the pylons on the St Kilda Pier, and we're following up with a broccoli pasta with some miso paste garnished with chilli flakes, lemon zest and grated pecorino cheese.
Ah, that sounds like my kind of lunch.
So, okay, good.
Every time with spaghetti vongole, I always think it's the mobster is eating when the other guys come in and shoot him. They go into the back of the restaurant, get the gun taped from behind the toilet, and then they shoot the guy, and he's always eating spaghetti vongole.
Isn't that fascinating? You could do a PhD on that. That is a PhD topic.
Yes,
for sure.
Totally.
Yeah.
And the vongole has to have the clam. Is the clam an essential part?
Yes.
That is vongole, is the clam.
Yeah. I thought it was vongole. What have I said? Vongole.
In Spain, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
But good. Vongole.
No, it's vongole.
Vongole.
And I took a little bit of liberty maybe suggesting the clams came from St Kilda Pier. Where would you get your clams, ideally?
Clams? Oh, there's, you know, good, there's good fish shop up in Ripon Lee.
Anywhere that's wet.
Yeah. Yeah.
As it is lunch.
Oh, you mean like catching them?
Yeah.
I have never caught clams.
See, I wonder.
But I go to the shop for my clams.
They're nets, aren't they?
No, you got to grab them. You like a mussel, don't you? Pull it off a pier.
Like pippies. People go.
Yeah.
Digging for them, don't they?
Gee, we're in uncharted
waters. What about when you were growing up, Paul Kelly? What was a signature family dish that you remember fondly?
I guess roast, can't go past the roast lamb on Sundays. That was sort of a regular Sunday lunch. Still a favourite meal of mine.
Has to be a Sunday lunch. I often think, when you go somewhere and it's an evening meal or even a Saturday meal, there's something wrong about a big roast on any other day apart from Sunday, in my mind.
Yeah, it was always Sunday for us, so that was the main meal of the day. And then Sunday night was what Mum called Welsh rarebit, which is basically cheese on toast with a bit of bacon. So light meal Sunday night and a big roast and for lunch.
And it often followed church, or certainly did in my childhood. And so there was something wonderfully liberating after the tightness of the service to just relax in front of magnificent roast potatoes and. Oh, that gravy, it was liberating.
Yeah, we went to church on Sundays as well, and then summer times it'd be church, pool, home for the roast, even in summer.
Oh, gosh, that I can't wait for a little bit of pool action. We have you here for more than food talk, although we could do this with you for quite some time, as you probably told. Yes. You can tell that we don't mind talking about food. But, yes, as Brian mentioned, a hubbub when a new song from Paul Kelly comes out always. And this one is a real beauty, written a year ago, every step of the way, when you're watching AFL 360, which I'm very pleased to know you also watch, Paul Kelly.
Yeah, that's a good show. I love footy, so I watch.
And the tension between Robbo and Jared.
Too much footy. Beg your pardon?
The tension between Robbo and Jared.
Yeah, they're the chalk and cheese, aren't they? And I think that's what makes the show good. Eddie was on the show last June, and talking about the racial abuse that he'd suffered, and talked about it how it was always there, on the field, off the field, online, and he got pretty emotional about it, and. And he used the phrase, "I'm sick and tired of it." He must have said that about three times. And that became sort of the starting point for the song for me. I didn't mean to write a song about Eddie. I mean, it's not like I plan these things or think I'm going to sit down and write a song about this. It usually starts with a voice, and then you sort of follow the voice. That's what's happened with that song. I'm sick and tired became the first line of the chorus, and then wrote the song from there, and wrote it pretty quick, and then there it was. And then so just sat with it for a while. Then we were planning to record last year, but we couldn't because we were stuck in lockdown, so we couldn't even get to the studio. So it wasn't until March this year, when we were doing some songs for a Christmas record, that we also did some extra songs and put that one down. It wasn't with the whole band, it's just guitar. And Cam Bruce, our keyboard player, played some organ and put a keyboard cello part on it. That's all it is.
And Paul, you ran it past Eddie Betts. I think that's a fascinating thing because, you're no stranger to writing about public figures, Ned Kelly, Vincent Lingari. You're not going to run it past them. But Charlie Owen's slide guitar, you might have let him in on it. But what was the process with letting Eddie have a listen?
Well, he came on the show a second time. Just a few weeks ago, after all the stuff that went on in Adelaide, and it was, it just seemed like we're exactly the same place. Things haven't changed. In fact, they've even seemed to have got worse.
Yeah.
And he spoke about it again, and that's, you know, I've just been, we'd had the song Quarter, but I sort of just sitting on it. That's when I thought, oh, maybe I should contact Eddie and just let him know I had this song, and see whether, you know, if he would be okay with him if we release it at some stage. The reason, I mean, there's a few reasons for that. It's written in the first person, so the voice of the song is Eddie's voice, or more accurately, my imagining Eddie's inner voice. So, and it's sort of close to the bone song, so I just felt, I just don't want to put this out without being in touch with Eddie. So my first thing to do was find his number, which I did, and send in the song and say, what do you think? And then we started an exchange, and he said he really liked the song, and you know, if I wanted to release it, he would help in any way he could. And so we just sat on that for a while, and then we thought, oh well, there's a gap between the preliminary final and the grand.
Why not put it out in a slow football week? Yeah, yeah. What about, I mean, is there any sense of modification? And, of course, this may be completely between you and Eddie, and that's totally fine. But does he say, oh, you know, what about that line? Or
I prefer a D chord there, maybe. Or
No, he didn't suggest anything musically or lyrically. If he had of, certainly would have considered it. You know, I work pretty collaboratively all the time with my band, and it's his story. So, yeah, I would have been open to any suggestions.
It's pretty amazing how footy has been able to reflect back to us a lot of stuff that we seem to have an inability to see, you know, more clearly sometimes.
Yeah, it's, you know, footy is fascinating. It brings up all sorts of issues and stories outside the game itself. I mean, that's one reason I like watching it. There's always stories besides what people are actually, but besides the deeds on the field, there's always other stories, and I think it's good like that. It gets people talking.
We've got a Melbourne Western Bulldogs grand final. Paul Kelly, what are you going to put your hat under, on, in? Who are you going to go for?
First of all, I'm really glad it's those two teams, and I've been hoping for those teams probably since mid-year when I knew the Crows weren't going to make it, who are my team.
Yes.
But I grew up backing for Norwood in Adelaide, though, red and blue. And they were called the Demons up until the end of the 50s, and they changed the name to the Redlegs. Say the jumper, the traditional jumper, is the same as the Melbourne jumper. So when I moved to Melbourne in 77, I started to follow Melbourne. And then when Adelaide came in 1992, I just without even sort of
jumped the fence
consciously
again.
Choosing.
Yeah.
There you go. Jump the fence. I started following the Crows, and I still get it from the likes of Brian and other people. Oh, you know, who are you backing for this year? I'm a Crows. Melbourne's my second team. So I really want.
Oh, this
Melbourne.
Is going to be fun. Then you're going
to
enjoy
Melbourne
it.
To win, but
it's going to be a great game, regardless, isn't it?
Yeah, if they do lose, you know, I would have hated it if Melbourne were playing Geelong or Port,
you know,
and they'd lost.
Chill
lost
out,
to them.
Paul Kelly. Jacinta's
a cat.
Talking about football.
Yeah, step back,
right.
Sir.
Are you a cat? Are you
a cat?
Yeah, she's nuts for him.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul.
You've had enough.
It's true.
Paul, thank you so much. Now, obviously, we've kept chatting, so we are going to play your beautiful new song directly after the news. But you go back to whatever is... Oh, we'll go back to that, the vongole or the broccoli pasta. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Jacinta.